You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 1. I read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. First, you want to note here that he said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. You cannot just be an apostle. You must be an apostle of something. Today, we have a lot of people parading themselves as apostles, but they are not apostles of Jesus. There is nothing about them that is about Jesus Christ. When someone is an apostle of Jesus Christ, he lives, he breathes Jesus Christ. And when you read every single epistle of Paul, of Peter, you will see that these men are truly apostles of Jesus. They advanced nothing but Christ. They did not divide the body of Christ. They did not create a sect for themselves. All they did was to preach Christ and Him crucified. He didn't add the title apostle to his name. In fact, he calls himself Paul and then describe his office. And he said it is by the will of God. He didn't put it on himself. He didn't rise up and just put apostle to his name, as we see many young people do today. Just rising up, put apostle to their names. They say, if you have seen Jesus, then you are an apostle. Mary saw Jesus. He was not an apostle. Jesus appeared to many people, and they were not apostles. Where did they get that impression? That once you see Jesus, you are already an apostle. And indeed, which Jesus have they seen? Then you note again that the scripture says, to the saints which are at Ephesus. He's referring to believers and he's calling them saints. So brethren, you are a saint. Sadly today, many believers do not even acknowledge themselves to be saints. They are the ones that despise that name. You say, nobody is a saint. That's a lie. The Bible calls you a saint. If God calls you a saint, you are a saint. Whatever God calls you is who you are. He said he calls the things that are not as if they were. Stop looking at yourself. Stop arguing with yourself. Accept what God has called you. If he says you are a saint, you are a saint. You can only be a saint before God. And if God, in his holiness, calls you a saint, then you are a saint. Accept what he has called you. Then he said, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So you can see the two arms. On one hand, you are a saint. That's the way God sees you. That's the way God describes you. That's who you are. On the other hand, you are also to be faithful in Christ. That one now depends on you. Are you faithful in Christ? Many people are faithful in many things. Some of you are faithful in your secular job. Some of you are faithful in your business. You are faithful doing this, you are faithful doing that. But can I ask you, are you faithful in Jesus? Do you know that ultimately, the real faithfulness that matters is the faithfulness in Christ? Are we by this saying you should not be faithful in other things you are doing? No. Actually, when Jesus is in you, everything you are doing must be done in Christ. But are you faithful in Christ? Are you faithful in your relationship with Him? Are you particularly faithful in your obedience to the words of Jesus? When we look at the teachings of Christ and we look at your life, can we see a match? Can we see resemblance? Can we take note that you had been with Jesus? Can we see anything in your life that suggests to us that you have been with Jesus? Are you faithful to Jesus? Are you faithful in Christ? It's not the faithfulness that man sees. The one that Jesus sees, are you faithful? If Jesus is going to mark you today, will he mark you as faithful in Christ Jesus? The church in Ephesus was described as the faithful in Christ. They were so faithful in the things of Jesus Christ. Are you faithful? Some of you, yes, going over your life. You have not yet settled down with the issue of Christ. Today is another day. Get your life right with Jesus Christ today. It's the only way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.